Riskiness, in investing by contrast, is akin to uncertainty. And that's what the academics mean when they discuss beta, relative volatility, and market risk. Too bad they don't use the exact terms. Risk exists both in the markets and for the individual investor. Market risk is the price fluctuations that, over time, tend to cancel each other out. Investor risk, either euphoria and excessive confidence at peak prices or fear and panic at terrible market lows, can provoke actions causing permanent harm. Some of us can live fairly calmly with most near-term market volatilities and resist the urge to take action, knowing that over the long run, moderately more market volatility usually comes with higher average returns. But many cannot. For them, the great risks of taking the wrong actions at the wrong times by buying high or selling low are imposed on themselves, by themselves. Active investors typically think of risk in four different ways. Price risk. You can lose money by buying stock at too high a price. If you think a stock's price might be high, you should know you are taking price risk. Interest rate risk. If interest rates go up more than was previously expected and were already discounted in the market, your stocks will go down. You are taking interest rate risk. Business risk. The company may blunder and earnings may not materialize. If this occurs, the stock will drop. Here you are taking business risk. Failure risk. This is the most extreme risk. The company may fail completely. That's what happened with Penn Central, Enron, WorldCom, and Polaroid. As the old pros will tell you, now that is a risk.